Sam Radford is president of the District Parent Coordinating Council. Radford says his organization already held a very encouraging meeting with Ogilvy.
Clearly wants to collaborate with parents and talk about how we partner to do what's in the best interest of all children.
Radford tells WBFO News Ogilvy shares the vision parents are seeking for their children. The new majority issued a vision statement to tackle failing schools. It offers a range of options, including expanding opportunities in high-performing charter schools and criteria-based schools.
You know, wherever there are seats to stand in that, they're looking to make sure that they comply with the law and ensure that parents are getting their children into seats where they can get a quality education, which is something we've been fighting for you know, the last 4 or 5 years.
Just a real problem solver and knows the many, many different options that can be available and how we can make those available to students.
Jason Zawora with Buffalo Reform Ed believes Ogilvy's resume speaks for itself, and he's the logical choice to lead the district.
When a teacher, a principal, a superintendent of districts across Western New York, I think he just brings, you know, a wealth of experience and a wealth of connections to the position.
Ogilvy is being praised for his relationship with the State Education Department. He served as part of the joint intervention team that examined the Trouble City schools. He even issued a highly critical 6-page letter back in 2010 that was initially withheld by former school superintendent James Williams until the State Education Department asked for it to be released. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.